Okay, folks, at the pig farm today, and we're just here looking at all these little piglets and their mums. And sadly, a lot of these piglets, in fact, most of them are going to be going to the bacon factory soon for sausages and pork loins and all sorts of different things. So they're lovely to look at when they're small, but it's a wee bit sad just thinking of where they're going. This is a really special farm. Very, very clean, and it's just lovely to be here today and to see all of these little pigs and their mums. And you know, the Word of God speaks a lot about animals. We've thought recently about cattle, about calves, about cows, and here we are today, we're thinking about pigs. And in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, the Saviour told three parables. One was about a lost piece of silver. One was about a lost sheep, and another one was about a lost son, the parable of the prodigal son. Or we might also call it the parable of the prodigal sons, because there were two prodigals in the parable. One went into the far country, was a prodigal outwardly, and the elder brother was a prodigal inwardly. He stayed at home, but his heart was far from where it should have been. But whenever that younger son went into the far country, and wasted his substance with riotous living, and then began to be in want, and there was a great famine in the land, he got a job feeding swine. Now this was a young Jewish lad that the Saviour was speaking about. And for a young Jew to be feeding swine was certainly not something that he would have intended to set out to do in life, because the swine, the pig, was noted by God as being an unclean animal. Because it didn't chew the cud. It had a part of the cloven hoof, which was outwardly the mark of a clean animal, but it didn't chew the cud, and that was the inward sign. It's important to live our lives right outwardly, but also to have the experience of God inwardly. And as that young man began to feed those swine, the Bible says he came to himself. And whenever he came to himself, he said, I will arise and go to my father, and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me, I pray thee, one of thy hired servants. So he came to himself. There was no evangelist, there was no preacher, there were no churches, there were no gospel missions, no gospel tracts. Just a young man, a Jewish boy, feeding swine. And he came to himself. And I believe as he looked at those swine, God spoke to him through them. And I believe in the swine he saw something of himself, something of his own heart. He realized that like himself, those swine were being held captive. They couldn't break free. They had no desire perhaps to break free. And he realized that he had become a captive to self, to sin, and to the flesh. He maybe also realized that the owner of those swine didn't care much for them. He just wanted to sell them to the abattoir and to make money off them. And then maybe he thought about how gracious and kind his father had been to him. And he thought about who he was now serving, the devil, who didn't care for him at all. He realized as well that the swine were unclean, just like himself. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. He maybe thought as well about where the swine were headed to, the slaughterhouse. And he realized that his life was going nowhere. He was bound, he was fettered, he was unclean, he was dissatisfied, he was lost, and also bound for a lost eternity. And then he came to himself. And maybe the Lord has been speaking to you. You're far from God, you're backslidden, you're in the far country, spiritually speaking. You're unclean outwardly and inwardly. You're captive and imprisoned and bound by your sin. You've been serving self, and the devil is blinding you, and you know that if you died, you passed away now, you'd be going to a lost eternity. And you're coming to yourself. You realize you need the Savior. And maybe you're a backslider. I encourage you to return to your Father, return to your first love, confess your need, and come back to God. And the Lord promises that he'll put a ring in your finger, he'll put shoes in your feet, he'll put on that robe, and he'll give you something worth living for. Hope you can hear me. It's getting very noisy here in the pig house. But thanks for joining us. And listen, God is married to the backslider. you return, come back to the Lord, and you'll experience His grace, His mercy, and His touch afresh in your life. So see you next time, and thank you for joining us today.